Pete at Bank of Cardiff. How may I help you?
Yeah, Pete. My name is Gabriel Wilson. You financed a bobtail for me?
Financed what?
No, Bank of Cardiff did. I'm thinking about purchasing a truck and trailer.
Yeah, what company were you with?
I'm with D.H. Wilson Trucking.
D.H. Wilson?
Yes.
Yeah. Did I give you a call today or earlier this week?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so you've worked with anybody at Bank of Cardiff before, or is it your first time?
No, I work with, I can't think of her name.
Nicole? Is it Nicole?
No.
Is it Ja?
No. What's another? It's a woman. Young lady.
Megan, maybe.
No. I got a ring down, and I can't think of where I have it at. I probably got it in my phone, but for some reason, I know I have it at home. I'm not at home at the present.
So what are you trying to do right now?
I'm just trying to see what's my opportunity to be able to finance a truck and trailer.
So you want a truck and trailer?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a quote for the truck and trailer here, or are you just shopping around right now?
I'm just shopping around and trying to make sure I can get financed.
Yeah, well, how much is it? You have a ballpark estimate?
I think we're about 60 or 70 for truck and trailer.
60 or 70? Oh, not bad. What are you going to use this for? Just long haul, or what kind of trucking you do?
I do produce. Right now I have a trucking trailer. I also have a bobtail, but I need to expand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to purchase another. I'll have to see about purchasing a trucking trailer.
What are you doing that you're expanding here? What are you doing differently? You did some marketing, or just the economy's getting better?
I work for one of the biggest trailer broker in Northern California. I've been working for them for almost 20 years, and so what I do all their warehouse work, and so whatever come in the warehouse, I deliver, and then also too I pick up also and deliver, and my son helping me too, and so. We went in with drug venture, so to speak. Well, my son, he become my business partner, or my partner, in a sense.
Okay, so does your son have any equity in the company at all?
I turned the bobtail truck that I purchased last year through you all, I gave that to him.
I got you.
You don't learn the business very well, and so just right now we need another truck and trailer. I mean, I could have been and done it. It just having the right personnel.
Yeah. Does he have any percentage ownership in your company though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. How much?
He may have about 50-50. Well, I said 49. 49, I have 51%.
All right, perfect. 51 and 49. So how much more business are you gonna get with this new truck and trailer here? What's your ROI, your return on investment?
Probably another.
How long do you think it's gonna?
Probably another 20,000
a month or more.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good return, man. This thing's gonna pay for itself in like 3-4 months.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well, when you need this thing by, you know, ASAP?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, I mean, we could totally get this done for you. We fund in about, you know, 2-3 days here. So let me just get a little bit more info out of you here. How long have you been in business for?
32 years.
32 years? That's a long time, man. How'd you get involved in trucking? You just started up and...
No, I got the desire to be in trucking when I was 10 years old.
Oh, good for you.
I had some neighbors and was in the trucking business, and just something I wanted to do. Once I graduated from high school, I went to work to a steel mill. I worked there for 2 years, and I went to work for PG&E for 19 years. Then I decided that I quit, and I had a truck already while I worked for PG&E, and then I decided to go ahead and quit and do it for myself.
Yeah, yeah. When did your son join the business here?
My son joined last year.
Okay, so he's just relatively new, but you told me he got a good knack for it.
Oh yeah. Uh huh.
What'd you guys do in sales last year?
Over 200. Over 200.
You just ballpark it.
Oh, 260, something like that. He didn't start with me until June of last year.
Perfect. You said you're shopping around. Do you have a vendor that you usually work with, or you just...
Normally, when I first got in the business, I bought most of my trucks. I bought my first three trucks through Navistar International.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought one TCI.
TCF, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. T something. Then I bought one through Knight. I got one through Knight. Mm-hmm. I bought a truck and trailer through Knight. And then in 2013, I bought a 09 International through a Longmont lease.
Okay. Do you work with any banks, or you just do it through vendor, like leasing companies?
Just leasing companies. The first three trucks that were financed through Navistar. Then my fourth truck was funded through Applewhite Leasing out of Washington. I think they're no longer in business. They financed two trucks and three trailers for me.
Mm-hmm.
Before they went out of business. That finance back in the first time that financed something for me was in 94, I think, a trailer. Then in 2005, 2004, and 2006, I financed a truck and a trailer. Yeah, a truck two trucks and two trailers.
Really? Do you have any current loans out right now? I mean, you got a long history of them.
Right now, I have one Long Mountain. I got 14 more months on that one.
Oh, you got 14 months left on a current. Who's it with again?
Crest. Is it Crest?
Crest.
Capital.
Yeah. I heard of that before.
And then the Bobtail I got through you all, and they're financed through International. Financial Pacific.
I got you. So you just have those two out right now, or just one?
I have the two.
Okay. How many months are left on the second one? You got 14 months on the first one, and then for
the Bobtail, I guess I have, I think 2 years.
And that one is from us?
Yeah.
You got 2 years left on that. Okay, yeah. Looks like we should be able to get this done. And, you know, what are you going to do if you can't get this financing through us? You're just going to go to a different company, or?
If I can't get it through, I just shop around. I know I could get another truck through Long Mountain, but Long Mountain just won't have no trailer. And so what I'm trying to do, not to have a payment going to this company and a payment going to that company. I'm trying to keep it out in the one finance company.
Yeah, that's a smart idea. You know, you don't want to get over leveraged and kind of paying everywhere, you know, back and forth. You get confused. All right. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. So you're familiar with, you know, how we work with the equipment. We just need the application, a tax return. Actually, you know, we don't even need the tax return really yet. But give me 4 months bank statements, the application. And when you get your truck that you want to buy specifically, you just shoot over an invoice. And just throw the tax return in there. It's just going to help me process your application a little faster.
Okay.
Yeah, where's a good email that I can send all this to?
Can you fax it to me? A good email. Well, what happened, my phone, I changed phone, and ever since I changed phone, my email been a mess.
Yeah, I got you.
This don't make no sense. And so I just had everything faxed to me. To my home.
Give me a number. I'll send it right now.
It's 510.
Mm-hmm.
635-9942.
9942?
Yeah.
Who should I address it to anybody specifically, or just send it through?
Get D.H. Wilson.
All right, perfect. D.H. Perfect. I think I got everything I need here. I'm going to shoot you just a little rundown of what I'm going to need you to send back in here. You know, when do you think you can get this all back to me, like?
Probably a mile or two to be sure.
Yeah, that should be fine. You know, if we get it in tomorrow, we can probably have it all funded by next week. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right, okay. Sounds like a plan. I'm gonna shoot that fax over in 5-10 minutes here, and you know we'll follow up. I'm gonna give you a call on I'll give you a call on Tuesday to just catch up and review everything with you. Okay.
Okay. And your name is Pat?
Pete.
Oh, Pete. Okay. I know there's a P in there.
Yeah. I get Pat a lot.
I know what you mean. Okay.
All right.
Okay, Pete. Thank you very much.
Take care, man. I'll look for that fax in a second, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.